Alright, this today's shiur is being sponsored by Yehuda Papoff, Zech Nishmas Masha, Riva, Bashol, Ova Shalom. Alright. Today's shiur, we're discussing since this year there's two Adars, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So the Kama Chalukim between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem today. Before we start that, why do we find, this time a little history in Klal Yisrael, how it works with the months. Why some months, or some years, there's a Chodesh Iba, and some years there's not a Chodesh Iba. We know by the Goyim, when they count, how they count the year, they count with the sun. So every year, by the Goyim, there's 365 days. However, us, Klal Yisrael, and the Muslims, our cousins, the Muslims, they count from the moon. Just the difference is that the Arabs, the Muslims, they don't count, they don't make the Nevar Abishanim. Every year by them is 354 days. By us, we are Ma'abe certain Shanim. And the reason why we Ma'abe Shanim, because it says the Torah, it says in Parshas Bai, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Just only, we count by the moon, we don't count by the sun. Like Torah says, just the Havana, with the Havana is Chodesh, each Chodesh with Chodesh is with the moon. However, the sun never has any Chiddush. The same sun you see today, tomorrow, the same thing. By moon, you see getting it's small, gets bigger, and it's small again, and then it starts again, and so on. It's a new month. It's a new moon every month. However, by sun is the same thing every day, 365 days a year. It's the same sun, and we know by a moon month a year is 354 days. So maybe each year there's a chilek between the sun and the moon is 11 days. If you want to be exact, it's 10 days, 21 hours, and Reish Dalet Chalokim, 204 Chalokim. There's 1080 Chalokim an hour. So that's the difference between a month from the moon, a month from the sun. So a year of the moon, a year of the sun. The reason why Ma'ad Shana, the Torah Gresha says in Parshas Re'eh, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and the Chafal from the house Vashem there Shama Aviv Shaltkufa Shechaydesh Nissen, that it should be when it comes Pesach, it should be in a time when it's Aviv already. And the Sifri speaks out Shama Shechaydesh Aviv Shama Shechaydesh Asamach Aviv. Aviv, yeah, Bizman. Aviv should be, when it comes Pesach, should be at that time. And it says also, if he says further, Chodesh Aviv, Chodesh Yehu, Kosher, Leicham, Leicain, it's not hot, it's not cold. Veze, he's a Nissen. So Mela should always come out, the Aviv should be always, Nissen should be on time of Aviv. So we see that Pesach has to be Zman Aviv. And Chag HaSukkos, it says also in the Torah Gresha, and it has to be this man of Asimcha, Migrancha, Migrecha. And Chag HaShavuot, it says, Zman HaKotzer. So in Mela, if we only count only the moon months without being Ma'abed, the Shana, it comes out sometimes, Pesach could be sometimes in the middle of winter, and sometimes it comes out sometimes in the middle of summer. Like you find by Muslims, their holidays, Taka come out like that. So since these mano pidecha teva is nigri after the chama, after the sun, so mela every 3 years you have to make a shanim uberes. So mela should be and it's 13 months. So mela pesach should come out zman aviv, sugar should come out zman asif, and shua should come out zman akotzer. You can ask a number of kashas on this. The Chayra, why don't you make a month should be more than 30 days. So Mela be Mashua with the Chama. You can't say that, why? Because it says in the Pasuk, in Pashas Vay, Achadash Azel Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem Lachashi Hashana, and the Gemara Gila, and the Afayim Av Dashin, Chodashim Shleimim Atamayna Lashana. You count from 4 months, and that we have to mine Yamim. So maybe there's no Eitzah, to my self, you don't just count your days, you have to add on a month. So maybe Berach, every 3 years, you make a Shana Muberes. Also, another kasha. Why we had a month dafka by Chodesh Adar? Why we had it in the beginning of the year by Macheshvan? The reason is because you have to wait by Adar Rishon. When it comes Adar Rishon, you see that it's not Zman Olav yet, then you might have Adar Sheni. So you have to wait until it comes the time of Adar, when you look at the outside, you see what the weather is, and then you ma'av Shanim. So maybe it should be Zman Olav. But the earlier months, there's no way to tell what the matzah will be in Chodesh Nisan. So maybe we're ma'asev only on Adar, and if we need to, we add on extra Adar. This is all the Zman HaKadmainim. The Zman HaKadmainim, when we had a Bezna Gadon Yerushalayim, and they used to ma'av Shanim. So they used to figure out the Shanim to see how the weather was. And that's how they decided. However, from the time of Hillel HaNasi, Hillel HaNasi was the son of Yehuda HaNasi. He was Mesakin and Cheshvan, how to Mekash Chadashim, and how to Ma'av Shanim in the future until Mashiach comes. And that's how we're saying today. We're saying on the Luach of Hillel HaNasi, and that's how we do today. So therefore, today, nowadays, every 19 years, there's 7 times there's other Sheni. In the 3rd year, from his 19th year, 3rd year, 6th year, 8th year, 11th year, 14th year, 17th year, 19th year. That's how we do it. Sometimes it's 2 years, most times it's 3 years apart, sometimes it's 2 years apart. And that's how in 19 years, then the Cham Levana, our Mama Shavim. And then we start again, the same cycle again. That's how we get the union of making Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Right. Now Mavar, now that we only Ma'abe, only Chodesh Adar, now we have to Mavar, what is the Ikka? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? And which one do we call Stam Adar? And which one do we call the extra Adar? Rishon or Sheni? And it's Nafkamina to Kama Alachas. Which Adar do you make Purim? Which other Ikevei Yotzeit? If someone died in Shana Pshuta. And which month is someone was born in other Pshuta? When is and was born in a regular other? Now when is he make Bar Mitzvah? Same thing, Gabi Hasped, Latinus. All these halachas. Which is the Ikevei other? In Edmondson, in the Gemaras, there's a Machlaikis in the Sugis of the Gemaras. Steers in the Gemaras. The Gemara, the Mishnah Megillah, and Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Karas HaMegillah B'Adar Rishon, if let's say they read Megillah Adar Rishon, Misabra HaShana, and later on they made Shana, because we're talking 4 times Hillel HaNasi, so Mela, they used to see how it was Chodesh Av then or not, so then they had to see that to Ma'abed here, Karim, you read again, if you read the first Adar, you read again B'Adar Sheni. Ein Bein Adar, Mishnah says, Ein bein Adar Rishon l'Adar Sheni ela Kriyas HaMegillah u'Matanas L'Avyeinim. So the Gemara being then a Machlokes Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanas L'Avyeinim is an Adar Rishon. The reason is because it says in Megillah v'chol shana v'shana, just like every shana v'shana that Adar Samach Teshvat. So also other also some of the Shvat, and therefore you read the Megillah and Matan Sevyanim in the first Adar. And another reason he says the Ma'avim Al Mitzvah. You have a choice between the first Adar, second Adar. They Ma'avim Al Mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Blasim Yaakov. Rav Shimon Leal says Kriyas HaMegillah Matan Sevyanim is another Sheni, because it says the Chol Shana V'Shana Ma Chol Shana V'Shana. Other Samach Nisim, Afkan other Sam, you need other Samach Nisim. The other thing says another reason, the Smechas Gula Lagula Adav. other, it was time of Purim, it came a gula. Pesach was a gula from Mitzrayim. So a master gula to gula. Purim to Pesach, Purim to Pesach. So maybe we make Purim and Kris Megillah only in Adar Sheni. That's the Machlokes in Gemara. Write this from the Gemara in Erechin, and also Rashi there, and also in Tisus, in Rosh Hashanah, and in Adarim's Mashma, they hold the Iker is Adar Sheni. Iker is Adar Sheni. Why? It's the whole Lichus in Gemara in Erechin. But Rashi speaks out that the Iker is Adar Sheni. Rashi speaks out, Nichlasa Chayish Iba Lefikach Sasa Tzvima Ksiv Liten Lechayish Iba. So Rashi speaks out, the Iker is Adar Sheni, and Adar Rishon is the Safa. And the same thing before in Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, that you test on base. Rashi says Yimei Adar Rishon She'aisa Aisim Iba Shana. The main other is Adar Sheni, and the Hisafa is Adar Rishon. Rashi says call like that. And same thing speaks out Taisa over there in Rosh Hashanah. Havishin hu chaydesh iba sheni taisa la hashana. That was the extra month Iran, was the first Adar. And same thing speaks out a taisa in the Dayim, Samagimalon Beis. And he says, the chaydesh iba Adar Rishon hu, loy Adar Sheni. Shei Adar Rishon shleishim yayin. Adar Sheni is chastas yayin. Adar Rishon has 30 days, and Adar Sheni has 29 days. You know, it's usually every Chodesh Adar in all the years is always Chasa. By Shonim Uberes, the first Rishon is Amalai, and the second Chodesh is Chasa. Another thing he said, Taisa says there, the Megillah Opurim Visheni, Amo Rishon Chodesh Iba. Since we go put in the second month always, the second Adar, so it comes out they suffer the first month. That's the Taisa's Machiach. So, and Medina, the Machaber passes like that in Arachayim, Tafresh, Tzadik Zayin, Sifalach. He passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Iker is Adar Sheni. That's what Machaber in Shulchan Aruch says clearly. So you see clear from the Shainim and from the Paiskim we mentioned, the Iker is Adar Sheni. However, the Gemara in the Durham writes it's not like that. The Gemara in the Durham, Samach Gimel Aleph, the Gemara says, as the Machlokes, by Nedarim and Shtaris, which is called a Stam Adar, and which is the not the Stam Adar. So the Machlokes in the Mishnah, Rav Meir Aima Stam Adar, Rav Meir Aima Adar Sheni, who Stam Adar. Meir holds the second Adar. When you write a Shtar, or if it comes to Nedarim, when you take and make a Ned until Adar, you have to keep until Adar Sheni. Rav Yehuda Saba. Adar Rishon who Stam Adar. Adar Rishon is still Stam Adar. The Ramah in Arachayim and Siman Tov Chav Zayin Paskins like Yehuda that Adar Rishon is Stam Adar. Different than the from all the Achachas I said before. So maybe when you marry Mishana and when it comes to first Adar, you write Adar Stam. You don't write Adar Rishon. You write Adar. And by Adar Sheni, you write Adar Sheni. The Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkon Gimel says, who are them when you're Mvarachim the Chaydish? In the Shul, when it comes to first Adar, you say Adar. You don't say Adar Rishon. And the second Adar, you say Adar Sheni. Just the Mishbura speaks out, the Maskana ends off, that's how it should be with Dina. But he says, Maskana Tachreinim, the Nachain to say, by both, say by Adar Rishon. Yeah, you should say Adar Rishon when you're Mvarachim the Chaydish. And it comes Adar Sheni, you say Adar Sheni. That's the Mishbura comes out, that's how we know. But Mikat then, when it comes to first Adar, all you say Adar, and that's it. And when you come to Adar, come to second Adar, you say Adar Hasheni. And suddenly speaks out to Amor and Ebenezer. And it comes to Gittin, you write on the first Adar, Adar Stam, and you write, when it comes to Adar Sheni, you write Gittin, Adar Sheni, you write Adar Sheni. That's what Amor speaks out in Ebenezer, Kuf, Chavav, Siv Zayin. And he writes like this, if a person wrote Adar Rishon, Adar Stam, then it's Kasha. But if he wrote in the second Adar, he wrote Stam Adar, he didn't write Adar Sheni, that gets puzzled. So it's Mashma from these Paiskim and from the Gemara Nedarim, Ike is Adar Rishon. And same thing speaks out the Mechaber in Chayshim Mishpat, Simim Memhei, Sifchav Chet. The Stam Adar Neshtar by Shonim Uberes is Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni, you write Adar Sheni. So write this for him, so again from all these Shitas, forget, The ikas other rishon, not other sheni. So chayz the steer teams two sugars. Sugars the Gemara Megillah and Rosh Hashanah. Masha ikas other sheni, and that's why I make Purim and other sheni. And Adina, that's how Shulchanot we pass them like that. And the Gemara Nedarim we say by shtaris and Nedarim the ikas other rishon and not other sheni. And also in Sentin Zavurin, Archayim, Ramah Top Chav Zayin, Ramah Nebuchadnezzar, Kuf Chavav, like you mentioned, Chashemish with Simnam Hay, writes this quote that the Iker is Adarishan. So Chash is Steven Sugis. I saw in the Tumim, the Tumim in Chashemish with Simnam Ham Gimel, and Sif Karnun Chavchet, he says as a Chilik, Vadai Purim is Adarishani, and Adarishani is Iker. However, by Shtaris, Dam Adar is Adar Rishon. Since you came out of Shana, since you allowed to be out of Shana, before Hill and Nothing came, you were able to have out of Shana until Chof Tes Ba'Adar. So Meredim was second that you should write Dam Adar. And any year when there was when they wrote a star, he used to write like a Shana Pshuta. And we came with, and if they were out of Shana by the end of the month, and they weren't Mavid yet, you write Dam Adar. Because if you don't do like that, it'll come out a whole Chuba. By all stories. So Mela, that kept other Rishon should be always other Stam. And same thing in Yadam. In Yadam you go all Lashon, Basa Lashon Neyadam, and Lashon Neyadam is like stories. So yes, so since the first month we don't know if the Abba is Shani yet or not, so Mela you write Stam Adar. So Mela there's no steer between the Gemaras. So Ikas Adar Shani, just the Gabi stories, the Gabi Yadam, then you go Basa Ikas Stam Adar Rishon. However, there's a Chilach Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer in Archayim Siman Kuf Samach Gimel. He brings down the Tumim and he asks on him. He asks on him and he says, we don't have to chashish what the Tumim says. Because if the Ma'av Shana, if that year, not every year the Ma'av Shana, it's only once 19 years. So in case the Ma'av that year wrote a star in other Rishon, and in case you're the Ma'av Shana, so all the Ma'av will go to Bezin and Bezin will fix up the stories. And they'll rewrite the star, and they'll write other Rishon. So Mela, some Sefer says in other Teretz, it's all Arichas, I'm going to tell. However,
what
does
he hold?
Huh? He has on the Tumim.
But what's
the Iker? He holds Iker's other Sheni also over here. Even the Chassam Sefer, who's Derech at the Tumim, stole the Svar of the Tumim and Zemes, by the Dorim and Shtaris, and by Gittin, you always go Basa Lashem Neyadam. And that's in always Ikas Adar Rishon. However, everyone's Maida, when it comes to mitzvahs, like Megillah and Purim, the Ikas Adar Sheni. From different reasons, like we mentioned before. Because it says the Chol Shav Shana, the Tzamech Lenissen, and also the Mesamech one Gula to another Gula. So that's why, so when it comes to Chilatin Shtaris, Tam, the Nemamas and so on, and when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah, that's the sense of Paiskin, that's the Chilutin the Gemaras. One is so, but it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, Dik is Adar Sheni. When it comes to other things, it comes like a get, it comes to Shtaris and so on, then the Ikka is Adar Sheni. When it comes, that's Adar Rishon, the Adar Rishon is Ikka.
Right.
Yes. Before, what did you do about mitzvah?
Yeah, mitzvah.
They did it. They did it. They didn't know it was Ibar, so they made it.
They
did a Rishon, that's it.
Well, mitzvah back then was
Rishon. Right. They had no choice then.
Right.
They had no choice. Well, it could be they had to make a second one. No one discusses that. It's a good question. No one discusses that.
They had to make a second one?
I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. According to the Shittas we mentioned, he might have made a second one, maybe.
Well, especially yeah, if one. He was born in Adashani.
Huh? Well, there was no Adashani. Huh? He was born in Adashani.
And then by his bar mitzvah year,
yeah. But you didn't know.
They don't know, and then
you might have to make. You're right. Yeah, you're right. You have to make a second one, right? That's for sure. Yeah. You hear what he says? He says if a person was born out of Sheni and now they didn't work out, it wasn't yet four hills time, then you would have to make the bar mitzvah again. B'chaira. Yeah. Yes. What? What?
Because you're
a father. You gotta pay for it. Yeah. Yeah? Four Hill, yeah?
How does in Ben
Arishan Shani, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
How do people know by Purim Kotan whether the same, whether the Rebbe or not, because they didn't know Basin was going to be the Sakura Arishani?
How do you know? Good question. I don't know. Alright. Now let's move. This Shaila comes up every year, every time there's a Moshona Beres, I get numerous Shailas. People are laying on Velam, a yard site. Someone was Nifta in a Shana Pshuta. And now, an order. Now, which order now when it comes to yard site, the following year, the following, all the years, following then from then on, where do you keep the yard site? The first order or the second order? Do you go about, especially those people fast? Do you fast one order, second order, both orders? Maybe Shikaveya, the first Adah, because that's the Adah for Shtaris and for the Dorim. Or actually, Shikaveya the second Adah, because that's the Adah for Megillah Purim. Or actually, make two Adahs. Like we said by Hesper and Tainus. It's Asi Dalet and Tezvav. You have Purim Katan and you have the Purim itself. So you have both months. The same thing also, you have two Yartites. You have the other on the other Rishon and other Sheni. It's a Machlaika and it's a Paiskim. And there are three shittas. Three machloike. Machabe says in Archayim in Simon Tov Kuv Samaches Siv Zayin. He says this is the Lashon Machabe. She'ir yon she'meis v'yame v'yimai when it comes to your side to his father and mother v'ada v'ashana muberes yisana v'ada beis. Your first is Ike is the second Ada. V'atam the stam Ada who Ada Sheini. Ada Ike is the Ada Sheini. There's a Chulach Sam Sefer in Arachaim Simakuf Samach Gimel, he says Dafka Nedarim Shtaris. You go about to tell Hashem Neodam. So Yesh Shaimen the Stamad is Adamishan. Of the Etzem the Ike is Adar Sheni. And Arad he says another reason which is not mentioned before. Dakduma Puranim Selam Magdimim. You're not Magdim Puranias. To say you have a Yotzei is Magdim Puranias. You're not Magdim Puranias. That's why he waits a second Adar. That's what the Chassam Sefer writes in the Shuvah. That's the Shita Samachava. However, the Ramah over there in Topkuf Samaches argues and he says, Yisana Berishan, you fast the first Adah. And now it's like right Paiskim by Nidorim by Shtarit, the Stam Adah is Adah Rishan. And Ardi says another reason, Eimah Vimah Mitzvahs. So the Ramah ends off, Vechein Aminik Lissanes Berishan. However, he ends off, Mio Yesh Machmiram Lissanes Bishneim. Some people Machma, that you sign above her. Mika Din, Dikis other Rishon. That's the second Shita. The third Shita is a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham there in Tavkuf, Samaches, and Sifkan Chav, and also the Gra over there, and also in Ramashin and Tshuva, in your Derechel Gimon, Kuf Samach, Ais Aleph, he says, Ulai the Shach in your Derech, and Simon Tavbez, Sifkan Yir Aleph, also it's like the Mogar Vom and the Gra. That Ladina, you have to fast both Adars. Like the Lashon Mishnah. Ein ben Adar, Rishon, Lada Shena, Kriyas Megillah, Mataras of Yainim. There's no difference in Adar, Rishon, Sheni, or Kriyas Megillah, Mataras of Yainim. So if I say everything else, they're both equal. So Ladina, the Mishbura writes, in Sifkot, and over there in Tavkot, Samach Ches, in Sifkot, Membeis, the Mishbura ends off. He says, someone comes to ask Yishayla what to do, you should tell him he should fast both of them. Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. But if it's kosher, it's hard for him to fast both Adars, so maybe it's better to fast Adar Rishon, because that's the minig. Aruch HaShulchan, over there, in Tavkuf Samaches, Sifkan Yimel says, that it's poshet, that there's no, you don't fast only Adar Rishon. All you have to do is fast is Adar Rishon. That's the real Yotzeit, right. There's interesting.
The Omid and everything also?
Well, that's what I'm getting to right now. Good question. What do you do with Gabi the Omid? So, what? So, let's say it's two of them there. A fight is not the answer. So, what did Gabi Kadima for Davni for the Omid? Chivaliya, so on. So, let's say you have a Stam Oval, who's Tarek Yibbeis Chaydish, and so on, so he says Kaddish for 11 months. Now, there's a regular, he says 11 months, he's a regular Oval, Tashana. and there's someone that has yahrzeit on other, can he push away someone else? Usually a yahrzeit pushes away some other of your base chaydish. So Shaila, can he push away or not? So again, three sheetas. One sheet is from the Mishnah Berurah we brought down is Mashmanik is other Rishon, so he could push all, he could yahrzeit in the first yard and the first yard and the someone who touched Shana, the someone has a yahrzeit pushes someone on other Rishon. However, the Geshe Chaim in Perek Lamed Beis Ois Yod says he says that you're allowed to be Deicha. You could push him, an oval could push, a regular oval could push someone. If he davened first other ready, he could push him away. He could.
Again?
One more time? No. The first sheet is, and Mishabur would bought Ikka's other region, still, he could be Daicha. He could be Daicha.
He's Daicha Daval.
On the first yard, he's Daicha. The Geshe Chaim says that in the second, that only then the second other you can't be second other you can't be the first. The some sheet is old. The Moshe sheet is that you have to be that the other push aside both others. So because the sub I sub Moshe Vaday, since the Ike is two is both others, you don't know which one it is. So Mela. The one is damning you based car, you're damning is a regular oval, he's a vadai. The other one is suffer because Torah is a machoikas apaiskim, can't push away. So the comment is the shayla what you do. Ladina, and that's how Moshe held also. Moshe brought down Yisrael Yismachis, and also Messiah Yismachis brings down from Moshe, the Moshe held that you can't put, that both others, your side can't push away a regular oval. Ladina cannot. Neither. You can't. That's where Moshe held. Oh, I'm talking in someone the Stam Adar. Stam Adar. Someone is a someone died in Adar Sheni, then Zicha is the outside, everything's Adar Sheni. We're talking about the point. It's not so partial. We'll soon talk about that. But normally we're talking about someone who died a regular Adar, and now it's two others, so Shai is which is Ik or not. So Maisa Ladina, it's a machoikas apaiskim. And Ladina, we paskin that other Rishon you can push away someone who's in your base chaydish, but other Sheni you can't. That's how we paskin Ladina. That's the sense of the most paiskim. What? Shloshim is something else. Shloshim is a whole chal shayla. What comes first, the yard side or Shloshim? That's a different thing. That's a different shayla completely. Maybe.
Right.
What?
They give
chicken. That should be the chilek.
They should give them both.
Both of them, right? Yeah. All right. What? What by your side?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Correct. Right. What about bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah. The Mechaber says in our Chaim Simnun Hay Sifes. The Mechaber says, "Lailam who katan actually yomim beisares acha sheir ben yugimel yugimel yamechad." A person he's sitter katan, it's only being beisares, and also he's ben yugimel yamechad. Vishnasa iba bas yugimel chaydish, and if it's a shnasa iba, then it's bas yugimel chaydish. So Ramah says over there in Sifyud, Ramah says, Umisha Nailad Bada, if someone's Nailad on a Stam Ada, Menasa Ba Mitzvah, Vishnas Iba, Eina Nasa Ba Mitzvah, at Ada Hasheni. He's not at Ada Hasheni. So Mishmur speaks out over there in Sifkot Memhei, even though the Mechaber said in Siftes, that Chodesh Iba is Bechlau, but I would think Dafka is not a Chodesh different month, like Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But then Shnas Yida Gimel Beret is not. He doesn't come by mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But someone is neither. And Rosh Chodesh, I would think it's by mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Kamash Malan, the other Rishon he does, it's not called Adar until it's a Chodesh Iba, it's the second month, the second Adar. And we count Yud Gimel, you need Yud Gimel Shleim months.
But you can't be
One second. There is an interesting tshuva in Beishleima. Beishleima writes in tshuva that when Ezra Siman Vav, he's mechadish, that even though a person comes by mitzvah, the second Adar, but still he puts on tefillin the first Adar. Even though he's not master mitzvah to Adar Sheni, but since the Shita is Marasha Levi, that holds he comes by mitzvah, Adar Rishin, no one passed him like that, or Gabi tefillin, you should be machma, put him on earlier. However, with a bracha. However, let me finish. However, in the Sefer Shulchan Malachim says Kmeduma, we're not knowing like that. And Vice says from Mishnevor according to how I did and bring it down. Vice says we go about it, got everything. Sayla Kula, Sayla Chuma, we count from the second Adar. In the Sefer, Hare Kedem brings down in Simrej Dalet, the Chelakal Simrej Dalet. He brings a kasha from Chaim Biska. And also, I found this kasha also, the Beishleim Eser and Ebenezer Simnam Rav. He says, the Ramah says himself. Says, why? Why does the Ramah write? By Purim Katan, he says, also Behesper Tainus. This week is Purim Katan. We know it's also Hesper Tainus. You don't say Tachton and so on. And the guy, and same the Gabi Yartzai, Yimisada other Rishon. So why is by Mitzvah? He doesn't become a gadol until his other shiny. Why is it? Why is it like that? What's the chilek? This is what he brings down from Chaim Biskei Esther Kasha. So he brings down, he says the terrace like this, that tainus is a chilek. Tainus is a yon shemes, tainus by your side, the yon shemes by Aviv is telling Yom Misa. So Mela, this year, there's two others. So Mela, both others are considered Yom Misa, since it's a spot on other. However, and send the guy from Cotton, since it's Yudal Tezvav Adar, so both of them is also Hesper Tainus. Or by Mitzvah, to make someone a Gadol, he has to be Yud Gimel Shana Gemurais. And like the Lashon of Rambam, Ram says in the Chassidus Perek Beis Halacha Yud, V'hormi dan Yud Gimel Shana V'yemechad U'mala Nikra Gadol V'nikra Ish. So you need to ask, you have to make to the Gami from Katnus to Gadlus. So maybe other Rishon, since he's not Yotzel Agami, from Katnus to Gabbos, because he can't say for sure other Rishon is his Bar Mitzvah, so Mela, go back to Chay, he's still Sid the Katnusai, and he's not Sid of Gadol Agami until other Hasheni. That's what he paskins. And I saw in Igus Moshe, in Moshe Ardeach El Gimel, Simu Kuf Samach El Gimel, he says, he gives a tell it's a little bit different. He says like this, if we hold like that, we mentioned before, the Sheet of Mogan Avram Agor, that the Dina, you have to fast both others. It's all Siddur Adar. So Mela, so he says, according to that, so it's Siddur, so then, it came, so Zich is not made by Mitzvah, Adar Sheni. If you hold Ike is both of them, then you have to go to Chumah to the second Adar. So Mela, you have to wait till Adar Sheni to make Bar Mitzvah. Emerson is among Avram that says a Chiddush more. And it was Moshe mentioned about that before. Among Avram, Nunhei Sifkanya says a Chiddush even more. That someone who was born a Shana Mubarak by other Rishon, he doesn't come by Mitzvah. If it's 13 years from now, he comes by Mitzvah, his Bar Mitzvah is only other Sheni, not other Rishon. Because the end of the year doesn't end until other Sheni. That's what the Among Avram says. However, the Mishnah Berurah there, and Sifkot Mem Gimel argues on him and brings on Kamashitas, then such a case if someone's born in other Rishon and the Bar Mitzvah comes out of other Rishon, certainly it's other Rishon also. And same thing speaks out the truth of Sam Sefer, that it brings on the Kol Dor Achreinim is maskim to this. And the same thing speaks out the Aruch HaShulchan and Sifkot Yudalad. No, you have to be machmas. You hold this as far as not by mitzvah, you can't be starved from dominion. Can't get an ali also not. You get mastic, you get the most. What? Lamed Adar is a ganze shah, and next year is a Lamed Adar or not? And he was born on Lamed Adar, so you want to know for what?
By mitzvah.
It's a shchaydish, a shem a shchaydish. So that's a machlokes of the paiskim. Do you wait? Since it's a shaylah of paiskim, somehow you do chavtes, and somehow you do the shem a shchaydish. So you wait to a shchaydish nisanya.
So the only bar mitzvah is another reason if somebody's born in Nibiru?
Yeah. Yes, that's what comes out. You never see a bar mitzvah. All of them have to go to bar mitzvah. There's three other reason. If the 13 years ago was a stamada.
No, 13 years ago was a weekend.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, 13 years was a weekend.
This year? You mean 13 years?
Yeah.
All right. Then you have bar mitzvah, other reason then. That's all.
They were born in other reason.
Yeah.
Three out of the seven.
All right. All right. Still, we have to understand the Shita's Magar Ram and Gra. The yard site. Is, but you have to face both others, Medina, not Lachuma. We mentioned before the Shita Smogavam and the Gain is that your side, you should face both others, Medina, not Stam Lachuma. So you have to understand.
Medina, the whole meaning of Italian is a Minhag.
Huh? But those who keep it as.
It's a Minhag.
So wherever the Minhag is, but the Minhag is.
It's
you cobble it, then incidentally, you cobble it. How's it shaykh to say that you chayev? How can you say it's medina? The most is say lechuma. How can come say medina is you chayev both others? One of them has to be lechuma. But to say medina you chayev both of them, what's takap shad? How do you find such a thing? Where do you find? Don't find a sheet in paiskim that you chayev shneim. So I saw in the Hare Kedem, he brings down from that the Mogavam holds. And Moravon holds that days chotche other as siddet chodesh other. We saw and we hold Emes Purim should have been both others also. Mikadin, just like every Yahrzeit both others, you should have Purim both others. You should have Purim. But the reason we have Yafusa from a pasuk the Chol Shana Mashana, then you have to convey which one of them, only one of them. So Mela, since the Machloek is a Gemara, it's other Rishon Hasheni, so we paskin it's other Sheni. So it has the Tzaykav of chodesh other. Masha'en ken stamazai, the other two, all the other halachas, both chache of other, have a din like chadish other. So maybe you can understand why it says in Shulchan Aruch that both chache other is yudalit, so he says, he goes further. You can understand why Shulchan Aruch says that both chache other, say yudalit tezrav, it says, like mitzvah behind, like sana behind. He says, Bishloim etzim machman tainis, the shneim is a yorta, I can't understand. Aval akula, to say to Yantif, that loy mitzvah, loy sanayin, will you find such a thing? However, according to the Magavom and the Gerar, it's moving. That since, see shneim aksir chachay adah, so maybe even other region also, you don't fast, you're not mastered, and you don't tezvav. And says in Mukhach in the Gerar, if you look in the Gerar, in the Gerar Shekhanah, Rechayim, Tavkuf, Samaches, Kuf, Zayin, he just called like that. And Mela, you can understand, Mela, it's also mashma like this, from Muhammad Moshe, that the Sha'atim brings down in Tavresh, Zion, and the Hichos Purim. In Mishnebura Sivkon Aleph, he says, the Kuliyama, you don't say Al Nisim in first order, since you don't meet the Megillah then. But if you said Al Nisim, Emazim, I say. So Sha'atim brings down the time from Muhammad Moshe is, the Hamidina, it was right to make Adamishin also, like the place to seek out in Tam Vadai. Now, since the Master Gula Gula Adar, that's why I wait to the second Adar. So you see, Kor, Chamad Moshe, like that also, Mikadin, both Adars have a Ladina. It's not Tam Lachuma, where Machlul one or the other, but both have the same Adar on it. And Mela, you can answer, it also answers the Kasha with the Achreinim Es. The Gemara in Tanya says, Nishnichnis Av Memaita Mesimcha. So nichnis ad also yamabim. So the kachnis is adam mam simcha. Do you say so? The shayla and paiskim. Do you say nichnis ad is also the first ad or not? Do you say it or not? Or only second ad of shnichnis ad mam simcha. So I saw in the tshuva yaivitz, yaivitz of chelik beis and simon peches. He says that nichnis ad mam simcha is only going on the second ad, not the first ad. And the same thing speaks out the tshuva miyava and chelik beis simon shin aleph. However, according to the Mogen Avraham and the girl we mentioned till now, Ladina, that both Chachiyot have a shame Ada on it for all the Dinim. So what then the Imam Simcha also is going on the first Ada also, first Ada and second Ada. In Emerson, I have a shtickle raya from the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer writes like this. You ever looked at Chassam Sefer? Sometimes he has interesting endings. So at the end of Tshuva, he writes like this. End of Chashim Mishpat. and says Simchov, he ends off the tshuva. Aleph, he signs off. Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh Rishon, Shemabim by Simcha, the Seder, Shechanti, Besaychom. That's what he writes. Ad Aleph. Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh Ad Rishon, Shemabim by Simcha, the Seder, Shechanti, Besaychom. It's probably Pasha's tshuva, whatever. So you see in the end, hey, hands off. You say, so write some sefer like that also.
What about going to court with a guy? Do you do that on the recent or on the other side?
Probably go above him. I'll tell you this story. I was once by Ramosha. So, I was waiting online. I was next online, second online. And the one before me was Abiyasal Scheinberger from the Eder Haredes. So, he came out from Ramosha, then someone else went in after. I was the one after the next person. So I asked him, what do you ask Ramosha? So he said, he asked him about it. At that time it was all Shiloh, the whole Tumah about the Devik and the Trillin. I don't know what he said then. But the glue, they put in glue and Trillin. The Shiloh was 60,000 pairs of Trillin in Eretz Yisrael. Now he came to Ramosha, what should they do? So Ramosha, so I'll tell you what he said then also. He said about the Trillin, he says he's writing a tshuva on it. He doesn't know the matkon yet. Or Rav Moshe said to him, we can't pass on Zexin Port Tzilin. So he says, write first, Rav Moshe didn't come out of cool over here. That's what Yosef Scheinberg told me. But I asked him, he says, Rav Moshe something else. He says, how come the Rambam, the Mishnah Simtaina says, Mishnichnis Abba Adam Abba Simcha, and Mishnichnis of Maitim Simcha. And the Rambam says only Nishnichnis Av Maitim Simcha. He doesn't bring down Nishnichnis Adam Mavim Simcha. This is told me yes, Rav Moshe. So he says, Taka, Rav Moshe opened the Rambam, you couldn't find the Rambam. This is what he told me. So Rav Moshe told the Rambam, he says, Weiss is the Rambam gehalten, as in Zadzain Simcha Gansia. That's what he answered.
Didn't
the Rav
say once
that Rav
Moshe always passed him right away and then he wrote the
tshuva
afterwards?
No, not always. No. There's no tshuva written in. I know, I saw Milvang the tshuva, but it was, you know, I asked him also. Next one I went after this, I asked him what he held about Devik. He says he doesn't know yet. He's held the Mil Sugya.
They said over from him.
I can't tell you what they said over. I just know there's no written tshuva on that.
Question. According to the Mogen of Rum, if you have this bar mitzvah boy who's, you know, problem with other rishon or sheni, what does he do other rishon when it comes to Purim?
What?
According to the Mogen of Rum and the Grah, if you have this bar mitzvah boy who's, you know, you don't know if it's other rishon or sheni, what happens on Purim? What happens to the dollar other rishon? Both kumras?
Well, Gabi, what?
This bar mitzvah boy who's becoming bar mitzvah on that year, does he have to keep?
So I mentioned before from Beis Shleim, I mentioned before Shita, we don't pass on that. Dik is the only other Shani, that's it. By Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah. Huh? Shtar is only Rishon, right. What? So just to finish that, so comes out the Dina, that says person Shemad Besuda should be both others. Especially according to Shitas and Mogan Avraham, that they both have a Shemad on it. So maybe Chai the Simcha in both of them. What do you want to say? Yeah.
By guess, any time something's about no good, it's
a balance,
right? By guess.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's say by accident, the guy writes by accident, Adar Rishon. I mean, Adar Sheni, and it's really Adar Rishon.
By guess?
It
could be ksuva mucheres. It's okay. It's a date mucheres. It should be kosher.
Are they married?
Dali around, then it's a mukdam, then it's possible.
And
Hashem, it's mukdam, then it's possible.
They're married.
They're married. You just have to change the ksuva. That's all. You don't say they're not married. They're married. Just write change the ksuva. Possible ksuva. All right. This shayla I'm going to talk about. I wasn't planning to talk about it, but believe it or not, I got the shayla. Someone got married last year, other stam. So he asked me, the dinner Shana Rishana, now it's too early. He asked me, what do you do? You have Shana Rishana. Huh? What do you do? Huh? All right. Anyway, believe it or not, to Machoika Tapaiskin. Okay? The Gemara Terek Dasha says, let me. Terek Dasha says, Pashas Ki Seitei, Noki Yila Beitei, Vesimachas Ishtai. And the Gemara Seitei, Mem Gimel Amanal says, that Yepur Chosen, Hayetze Beitei Tashnasa is Oyvah Basay. If he goes away from his house during the first year, he's in Vatal Mitzvah Sei. And send this piece out to Rambam Hilchos Melachim in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. There is a machlokes in the Paiskim in Shana Rishona, can a husband leave town the Tzarech Panos or not? The Chochmas Sadam in Kuf Chav Tes Oishi Tes and also Kitzchanah Kuf Nan Tes Tifkat Yigimel says also Medina to go to leave your house unless she's Michael. She's not Michael. It's also Yimavato Mitzvah Say. However, if you look in the Chinuch in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Tov Kuf Pei Beis, he brings out to Machlokes Rishonim. If a mechila helps or not, he's some mishainim, he brings quotes, he doesn't say who, the whole mechila doesn't help, someone does help. However, he adds on, but if you go for Dvar Mitzvah, Yom Miyotim, only for a few days, then you can be a Kuyama, you can be Meiko. That's talking by Stam Shana. What about by Shana Muberes? So I saw it to Machlokes HaPaiskim. I looked at who else to talk about besides Hanta Paiskim. So I looked in the Sefer in the Sun Kalchasan. In the Sefer Sun Kalchasan, in Perek Tezvav in Sif Kuchav, he brings down a Sefer Chassan. I've never heard the Sefer, but the Sefer Beis Chassan quotes Rabbi Yashiv that you not that you have to machma as in Shana Rishena, also the Gabe Tuadis. Only if the Isha is Meichel, then you can go. Which is not Meichel, you're not allowed to, because this din is not also Shana Beres. However, I saw in the Sefer Der Chsicha from what's his name, Elio. Eliaman. So he brings down, he asks Rav Chaim Kanetsky. He asks Rav Chaim Kanetsky that if Chodesh Iba is Nichol or not. So Rav Chaim told him, I was asked to Shiloh many times. And he says like this. He tells them, it's not Neged. Second out of not. Why? He's right. He's right from Lashon HaGemara and Ksuvis. The Gemara and Ksuvis and Chesam and Al says, you're allowed to say, you say Simcha B'mainai. And so you can say something just through the whole year at Tresa Yachishasa till 12 months. So you see, and if you look in the Rush over there, the Rush says in Simeon Gimel the Simeon Ladava, the Rush adds on Simeon Ladava Naki Yibese Shanaach as the Simech. So you see clear that's it's 12 months. So you see that a Chayshiv is not Nichlal. So Dina, this person asked me, I told him, if you don't want to, you don't know. Besides that, people make a machlokes, but they've got this certainly, there's machlokes, you can say machlokes. One more thing. When you say Musa Rosh Chodesh, Yedah LeKaporet Pesha, when you say LeKaporet Pesha, do you say the whole year? Do you say it from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah, from Cheshvan and on, until Nisan, or do you say just other Sheni? He said, when is the Kabbalah Pesha? What's the din? There are three sheetahs. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah in Tav Chav Gimel Sif Kanvar says, yes, Shaymin, you say it from beginning of the year until Shnas Iba, until the Chodesh Iba.
What does beginning of the year mean?
Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Rosh Hashanah, but Cheshvan you go to start from.
It's only 6 months,
though. Right. So you know what I say here. You say from the beginning of the year, until after the Iba Chodesh. And Sendik speaks out the Pima Gadim of their Mishmah Zah Sifkan Beis. And now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisi, you don't say it anymore. And Sendik speaks out the Pima Gadim over there in Top Chav Gimel Mishmah Zah Sifkan Beis. And also in Archas Rabbeinu from the Stipler in Chav Gimel page, which in Dal Bizam, that's how the Chazanish was Noyeg. Dorach HaShulchan says, the Menig is to say, oh yeah. All year says, and suddenly speaks out to Chaim there and Sif Kon Yudches.
All year means one.
From Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah,
even afterwards.
The third sheet is Makar Chaim from the Chavis Yor. I saw he says that you say only other sheni. He doesn't say reason, but they says the minig is to say it only other sheni. Our minig is to say it. I told people ask me this. I tell them say from Rosh Hashanah until after other sheni. Nissan, you don't say it anymore.
No one starts from the Nisan beforehand, right?
Nissan, you don't say it's Rosh Hashanah.
No, no one starts.
A whole year, you mean? No. The year before, you mean?
Right.
No, that's no sheet like that. All right.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, when there's two others. If the year is only one other, you never say kapos pasha. Yeah. All right. What it means, yamavim b'simcha. It says you come into Adar, yamavim b'simcha. So you mentioned before, is the first Adar, second. What is the yamavim b'simcha? Bishlay mechadish of, you understand, yamavim b'simcha means, you might masamatim, the binyan, and so on. But what shaykh yamavim b'simcha? It's not shaykh to say, you should do more business. I think more, might in business, do more business. Not trying to say such a thing. So I saw in the Daki Tshuva, I looked around. The Daki Tshuva in Yerdeya Kufa in Tes Sifkon Ches says, even though normally you don't make, many people know not to make a chasna in Seifa Chaydesh, Abba, since Adit says, Nishas Adam Abba Simcha, so Chaydesh Adit, you're allowed to make a chasna even under a month, even though it's annoying, because since it's in May Nisim, May Ratzin, so in May you're allowed to make a chasid at the end of the month, even though many people are not ignata, but that's nisin yakut. That's aisnam. Adah. Adah you can make it.
Which one?
Huh?
Which other?
Well, if you hold like both of them, then both of them you can make.
And what was the reason that they didn't make a chasid
because it might levana, it might levana, so maybe it's not a good sin. Alright. Sam Seifer in Chelek Aleph in page Kuf Lamed Aleph says it means Ma'amar Simcha means Simcha Satera. First you should learn more. You learn a certain amount all year. Adi should learn more. Put in more time to learn.
Which month?
Huh?
Which other?
I don't think you have to machna here. You have to machna the other way to learn both others. Okay. The Svatzemes in the Kutim says. And the Kutin to Rishchai Yishadah says, Adar is a simcha nedivis. People give out money, poor and so on. So may the person should marry with tzedakah. I saw an interesting story. In the Sefer Maidim L'Simcha brings down, and Adar brings down, that a maizah from the Beit Yisrael, from the Ger Rebbe, from the Beit Yisrael, that someone came and was mislaining to him. He says, Baruch Hashem, he's not missing anything. He has Baruch Hashem, Panasi, he's wealthy. He has a parasa bachava. He has Baruch Hashem children and daughters. He has a big family. He doesn't, but he's missing a simcha sachayim. He has everything that everyone would want, but he's missing simcha sachayim. What should he do? He asked the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said like this. It says in the pasuk, "Pesachti saki tazeni simcha." If you're pesachti saki, open your pockets. You give more tzedakah. He says you give more tzedakah. Then for sure you have more simcha. In order to be a mother tzedakah, then it'll be more b'simcha. Okay? Doesn't say it. Doesn't say it. Okay.